Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers running back DeJuan Harris made his first appearance at training camp on Monday after bursting onto the scene late last season, starting both playoff games for the Packers. Harris suffered a knee injury that kept him out of action through the offseason, and then when OTAs rolled around, had a cyst removed from his lung. Finally got the medical clearance to return to the practice field, and head coach Mike McCarthy says Harris doesn't have to reestablish himself with me.
DeJuan Harris, the way we finished the season, I would classify him as a starter on our football team. Now, that doesn't mean he goes out and plays every down. So I have that confidence in him. It took us a while to get him ready last year, but I thought he finished the season very strong.
Harris says it's great to be back, and he made an immediate impact last season. How does he plan on making a lasting impact this year?
Pretty much going to be the same thing. Just come in and try to get better every day, and do what I can to help the team.
Also at camp, the place-kicking battle resumed after not getting an opportunity under pressure against Arizona at Lambeau on Friday night. Head coach Mike McCarthy doubled the length of the field goal drill each, had 8 opportunities. Mason Crosby made 7 out of 8, missing wide left from 46, but Giorgio Tavecchio hit 8 out of 8.
I got a pretty good day. I feel like I had a pretty solid, smooth rhythm with Tim and Brett, the snapper, and I'm pretty pleased.
Tavecchio still has a higher conversion percentage than Crosby so far in camp. Speaking of kickers, Ryan Longwell signs with the Packers, but just for one day. Longwell will formally retire as a member of the Packers, meeting reporters at Lambeau Field on Tuesday. 9 years with Green Bay, left the Pack as the franchise's all-time leading scorer with 1,054 points. Played the final 6 seasons of his NFL career with the Minnesota Vikings. The Wisconsin Badgers had their first major scrimmage of their fall camp on Monday, and freshman running back Corey Clement impressed with 75 yards and a 7-yard touchdown run. He piled up 6,200 yards and 90 touchdowns during his New Jersey high school career, and Clement says he wants to be just like Barry Sanders.
Growing up, he was that type of guy that she just wanted to be like, oh, look at his moves. How the heck does he do that, from side to side, shuffling, just making people miss. I kind of looked up to him. He's been my idol ever since, him and Adrian Peterson. Adrian is a hard-nosed runner. He can go outside and in. That's the type of back I want to be, and they're great physicality running backs to actually look forward to.
Clement right now running third on the depth chart behind James White and Melvin Gordon. Joel Stave taking a step towards securing the starting quarterback job, throwing a 65-yard touchdown pass to Jared Abradaris, but new head coach Gary Anderson says no decision on my number one QB has been made yet. To baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, after an off day, open up a 2-game series against the Rangers in Arlington, Texas on Tuesday night. Marco Estrada will face Alexio Gondo in the series opener. The Rangers come in off a 2-1 victory over the Houston Astros. Yu Darvish took a no-hitter into the 8th inning. Second time he's nearly no-hit the Astros this season, a career-high 15 strikeouts for Darvish. Adrian Beltre says this kid's fun to watch.
He looks like he was on his game today. He was throwing everything for strike, breaking balls, batting for a goal, fast for a strike. He was attacking hitters.
Rangers have a 1-game lead over Oakland in the American League Western Division standings. The A's scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth to beat Toronto 5-1. Yankees beat the Angels 2-1. Hiroki Kuroda threw 8 shutout innings. And then David Robertson, not Mariano Rivera, came on for the save. Rivera had blown 3 consecutive saves. Robertson got into trouble but left 2 runners stranded in the bottom of the ninth. Twins shut out the Indians 3-0. The White Sox scored 3 in the 5th to beat the Detroit Tigers by a score of 6-2. In interleague play, Kansas City beat Miami 6-2. The Royals are 19-5 since the All-Star break. Arizona, a winner over Baltimore 7-6. A walk-off victory for the Diamondbacks. Adam Eaton hit the first pitch, the bottom of the ninth, over the wall.
All I was thinking about was, hey, we need to get on base. And I was thinking heater away, and I'm going to try to flick it into left because of his sink. And again, he threw that slider and just caught it out in front, just right. And like I said, happy with the result.
In the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers made it 6 in a row, 15 out of their last 17, with a 4-2 victory over the New York Mets. The Colorado Rockies pounded the San Diego Padres 14-2. Dexter Fowler went 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 5-1. Cody Ash with a 3-run home run, more than happy to help deliver the 1,000th career victory for manager Charlie Manuel.
That's really special. I think everybody around baseball is probably really happy for him. He's a good guy, and he's been around for a long time. He's a winner, and, you know, that's a nice accomplishment for him.
Tragedy at that game at Turner Field, however, as a man fell to his death from the upper deck, landing on concrete after about a 60-foot fall. Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 2-0. Matt Latos went 8 innings, Aroldis Chapman getting the save, Brandon Phillips with a 2-run home run. Minor League Baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Riders beat Quad Cities 9-1 to wrap up a road trip, pounding out 15 hits, their first road series win in the second half. Austin Ross went 6 innings, allowed only 1 hit, his longest outing since having Tommy John surgery in May of 2010. And the Rattlers beat the number one overall draft choice in Major League Baseball this spring, Mark Appel, in the process. Wisconsin is off on Tuesday, open up a huge 3-game home series against Peoria on Wednesday, trying to catch the Chiefs for that final wild card spot in the Midwest League playoff race, right now 3 games behind Peoria. In NASCAR, Austin Dillon will be driving Tony Stewart's car at this weekend's Sprint Cup race at the Michigan International Speedway. Stewart recovering from a broken leg suffered in an Iowa racetrack crash a couple of weeks ago. And the Philadelphia 76ers have finally hired a head coach, Brett Brown. 11 years an assistant with Greg Popovich with the San Antonio Spurs, has been hired to replace Doug Collins. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.